Thank you very much, Brigadier Bazom, for this excellent and succinct presentation that described the four-level taxonomy used by the French armed forces to understand the various technologies at play. I think you underlined this point that we do not have working samples yet of the kind of systems that evoke the most concern, and that we have to be mindful of two risks in terms of our mandate. One is to go back to legacy technologies, and the second is to go too far into the future. So we have to be careful that we stay very conscious of our mandate so that we are not misled or misdirected. There was a reference yesterday afternoon in the discussion to a specific case of misuse of technologies, namely putting a gun on a quadcopter and using it to kill people. And I think while such examples are often evocative, we have to be careful that our mandate is emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems in the context of the objectives and purposes of the convention. And the example cited has legacy technology elements, namely A, a machine that can fly, B, a machine that can search an area predefined by a human, C, a machine that matches the image of a potential target with one in its memory, D, a machine with a part that fires a projectile. Such technologies have been in use for 2.5 decades. So it's not our mandate in the CCW to be looking backwards. And we worked for 3 years to reach an understanding on a shared mandate. That said, the issue of misuse, say by non-state actors or terrorists, is a serious one, and that is being handled and should be handled in other relevant forums. And some aspects of this misuse lie also specifically in the national legal domain. And again, it's not our job in the CCW to get into that area. So as chair, I'll keep reminding us, all of us, about our agreed mandate, agreed agenda and program of work, so that we can move systematically through the various dimensions of the issue and continue to build a common understanding as we move forward. So I will turn now to Professor Sato. Professor Sato, you have the floor, please.